know, in Toronto in the old days and now.
Yeah. You guys have fun. Eddie likes to laugh. He's obviously genuinely grateful to you for enhancing his life.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah, I think it's a nice... It resonates. It's different from all the others. The other conversations.
Yeah.
Got on tape.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can tell he's known you a long time because you talk to each other like buddies, not, you know, not like you're interviewing each other or whatever.
Right. That's what I wanted to create, you know, the buddy parts of Club 22.
Right.
So let me just see if there's any email.
Do you plan to continue with him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do more.
I don't know if he can do it every week. It might be every second week, but maybe he enjoyed it more than he thought, so maybe it'll be every week. It's up to him how he can... arrange his energies, but definitely there's a lot more to do with him.
Yeah, I know. You barely scratch the surface. This is all introductory. There's a lot to go into.
I just, he mentioned Sandra London. Yeah, you don't know her. She's a new person involved with me. But I just got an email from her.
Mm-hmm.
It says, big capital letters, 3-part Bob Dobbs video on YouTube.
Oh, cool.
She says, hi, Bob. Here's the text I want to post to YouTube to annotate a 3-part vid I have composed. If you have any edits or additions you'd like me to include, please let me know. And then I think it's called Bob Dobbs on Medical Unconscious. She says, this 3-part vid remixes a radio broadcast called Cashflow with James Martinez aired on March 4th, 2009. So that must have been when I went through the Medical Unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Dobbs revisits his broadcast of February 18th. Part of which was transcribed by Sandra London. Yeah, she's the one who transcribed the medical. Remember that poem kind of thing? But a month ago, it was actually what I said on the show, but it looked like a poem. It was put in verse, and it was about the medical unconscious.
I don't know if I saw that.
Yeah, it's nice. So anyway, this posted on Five Body. Revisits his broadcast, part of which was transcribed by Sandra London, whom he identifies only as, I identify her as my new acquaintance, she says. She quotes me. On cash flow... the man NBC has dubbed the Wizard of Mediacology. Now what NBC never called me the Wizard. I don't know what that means. Speaks under the nom de guerre, Bob Neverett. And then she has a bracket. He's never it.
Yeah. She's the guy this is the gal that's got the hots for Andrew. She's going for the McLuhan thesis?
No, that's a younger woman. This woman's mid-60s.
Oh,
she's an old friend of Carrie Thornley, the Lee Harvey Oswald buddy, and all that. Look at those things. She's a Discordian. She was taken to court for selling letters to the fiction made by serial killers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is probably something new. It happened in the last couple months. She says, he employs this device to minimize static from the Church of the Subgenius. Meaning the Bob Neverett device, whose commercialized venture is invested in the idea that J.R. Bob Dobbs is nothing but a clip art picture of a beamish, avuncular man smoking a pipe. Multimedia content buying about Bob Dobbs is posted at 5body.com. So that's what she's written.
She's quite articulate.
Oh, yeah, she's a poet. That's what Ed was saying. He says, I like Sandra. He's heard her talk on the phone with me. He sat in on it. And she's obviously a literate, articulate person like Paris Flamand. He says, now that's the Lieberman thing. That's the liking the mind. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Liking the mind. And he liked her literate mind. Because she's an old...
You should do her, even if it's just, you know, half hour, an hour, or whatever. We should get her on the site.
Well, that's coming up. She's interviewing me now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's setting, she's planning. But she didn't know, she's gotten into a whole bigger world with me. She's doing a book on the Discordians, and she wanted me to be part of it because she knew I was some weird guy in relation to the Church Subgenius. But then a whole big thing happened while we were talking on the phone, and then she realized I was a whole bigger world than she thought. Now she's exploring that world. She's now just made a YouTube, but she's still going to interview me for the book she's doing.
That's cool.
Still to be done. But she says, on Cashflow, the man NBC has dubbed the Wizard of Media. I wonder what that, I mean, that's a TV show, is dubbed me the Wizard of Mediacology? That doesn't make... I don't know anybody did that.
Oh, she sounds like she's claim.
He was talking about a Harold Chandler interview and thought it was on New York TV, you know, because
yeah.
it looked pretty good. It's probably a Harold Chandler thing. Okay, so anyway, that just came in. So what else is going on?
Well, talking about the medical unconscious, a nice thing happened while you were talking to Eddie. My package arrived from Complete Minerals, a place on Carolyn's website.
H2O Minerals?
Yeah. So I got vitamins, liquid vitamins and minerals and stuff, and that came while you guys were talking.
Oh, great. Hey, Carolyn, Scott's liquid minerals just came. So what's he do? Have a capsule of each every day, Carolyn? Two capsules of, are they in a bottle form?
I got the balanced thing. It's called.
But are they in a bottle?
Yeah, but tell Carolyn I got the shit. It's a kit, and it's called the Complete Body Balance Kit, and it's got vials and bottles. It's got three bottles, and then vials of vitamins.
Those are both foot high bottles.
Yeah.
He got the complete kit, Carolyn, with vials and three bottles. Carolyn says, wow. So you'll be taking the vials. So you do the vials and the cap.
Yeah, I'll take a teaspoon from each bottle and a vial a day.
Okay, now here's what Carolyn said. What did you say, Carolyn? She's saying take one vial a day, but there's several products in the vials.
No. The vials are minerals, and then the vials are vitamins. The little plastic vials,
yeah.
They're the vitamins, and then the bottles are as potassium and minerals and magnesium, calcium.
So you only got one kind of vial.
Yeah, it's all vitamins.
It's all vitamins, Carolyn. Okay, so you take a vial in the morning, Carolyn says, and you take the three bottles, one cap of the liquid and put them in one cup and drink that in the afternoon or evening. So you're doing a mixture of the three bottles, one cap each, once a day, and the vial in the morning. Okay?
Sounds good. And does it matter if that's with or without food?
Does it matter if it's with or without food, Carolyn? No, doesn't matter.
Cool.
So I know that sometimes Ed's phone is a little crackly, but what the heck, it's...
No, that was barely noticeable. It was only once or twice.
Okay, good. So it was reasonable quality, and people can...
The sound was excellent. As a matter of fact, his end of the phone might have even been louder than yours. He's boisterous.
Yeah.
And it should come out really good.
Okay, good. So I got to call this guy. I'm still fine-tuning the timeline.
Oh, yeah. Let me know when I can put that link on Dobstown to the timeline. Because I notice he's got it on on Matt's server now. It's not on his private server.
Right. Have you looked at any of that stuff?
Yeah, but it's fucking overwhelming, Bob. I can't, you know, I was going to go back and review the Bob chart stuff before I put it up, and I'm like, I can't even keep up with your output of your new stuff anymore, so.
Yeah. No,
but
Ed said the same thing.
Yeah, but, you know, over time I'll sift through it, and I'd like to go back and hear some of the old CKLN shows when Bob Marshall... are there CKLN shows from when Bob Marshall was on? Are they on the timeline?
Yeah, there's a few. There's Bob Marshall's first show in August 84, first four shows on Thursday, Friday, 2 weeks.
Right.
And then there's a few fundraising, and then there's a Saturday morning... show with Tom Rich, who was Nelson, and Adam Vaughn, who's now a council member, city council member. So,
right.
Yeah, there's a good chunk you'll hear Bob Marshall.
And does Steve Reimer know Eddie Pusar?
Yes.
So they hang out, or they just met a couple times? Yeah.
Steve Reimer joined the McLuhan Festival in 2004 in October. He came up to me at a gallery on, like, Canadian Thanksgiving Monday. And he came up and spoke to me and Bob Marshall, and there was a few other people, like Bon Echo. And so we went back to where I was staying at Michael Edmonds. Michael Edmonds wasn't there. And so Steve came back with us, and we taped him. We have the video of him beginning to get the Bob virus with me and Bob Marshall and Bon Echo. It's a pretty funny tape. Mm-hmm. So he met us together. But I'm not in Toronto, so they became friends because Bob Marshall was in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
So, yeah, they've known each other for just over 4 years.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm watching, I don't know if I ever saw it in the past. You saw Slackers, right? The movie?
Slackers, yeah.
With
Slackers, singular.
Richard Linklater, I think his name is.
Yeah, is it Slacker singular?
Probably, or plural. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's pretty. I'm pretty absorbed with it. It's an interesting movie. His mind is pretty interesting. He's got. There's a lot of nonlinear going on in there, and I kind of and a lot of conspiratorial. Everybody's making their own reality, and getting a better handle on the generation. You think that's pretty representative of the Generation X?
Yeah,
crew. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. If I think of anything else, I'll call you back. But I got to phone Steve Reimer. It's too late. Before it gets too late there.
Okay.
So.
It'll go up tonight, the Bob Marshall.
Great.
The talk.
That'll be a new, amazing thing for people to hear.
Yeah, and it'll be. I'll put his name as Bob Marshall on the website.
Right. Did you say he was my doppelganger? What was? How did you?
Yeah. No. I said. Yeah. It sounds like I'm listening to Bob's doppelganger, but I don't know which one's the evil one.
Right, but the thing is that you mean his voice sounds like mine. Is that what you mean?
No, he was mirroring Bob Knowledge.
Right.
And I go, whoa, I can talk to either one of these guys and get the Bob Knowledge.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, great. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.